New World Library Audio presents Three Simple Lines, A Writer's Pilgrimage into the Heart and Homeland of Haiku by Natalie Goldberg, read by the author. For Upaya Zen Center, where haiku blooms every February, and for Roshi Joan Halifax, Upaya's founding teacher and my good friend. Follow your inner moonlight. Don't hide the madness. Allen Ginsberg. Nothing less than God. Haiku is a refuge when the world seems chaotic, when you're lost, frightened, tangled, and nothing is clear. Unaware, the place is famous, a man tilling a field, Shiki. I read this and cock my head, listening deeper than my pain and confusion. A prominent place, a man doing what's in front of him. I read another. Peeling a pear, a trickle of sweet juice along the blade. Shiki. I smile. I've seen that on the knife many times. And now, Shiki has made me conscious of it. Something sexy about it, too. A flea bite also, when she is young, is beautiful. Issa. Is it the actual bite, round and pink, that is beautiful? Or the young girl who got it? Or is there no difference? An insect bite is elemental. My busy thoughts are settling. My curiosity is piqued. The complicated world is made of simple elements. The evening cool, knowing the bell, is tolling our life away. Issa. That bell that strikes at twilight marks another day passing. All these years I heard the big hollow sound in the zendo or in a distant church, and an unnameable emotion rose in me, but I never articulated what it was. Of course, impermanence. Maybe I didn't want to know. One full turn of the sun after another, nothing to grab onto. I moved deeper into the truth of my life. Dear, dear, what a fat, happy face it has. This peony. Issa. The first time I saw a peony was with Jim White, a fine poet. We were walking down Emerson Avenue in Minneapolis in the springtime, and there they were, big, almost rotund, the buds enormous. You know how they open, Jim said, bending down with his big body. They secrete a sweet sap that attracts the ants. The ants crawl in and open the petals. He bent closer and touched one. Named it peony. A whole universe of the Midwest opened. Later I found peonies, petunias, and zinnias in other places. But for me, they originated in the heart of the country. Now haiku has woken up memory, led me to grief. Jim died too young of an enlarged heart. The piercing cold, in our bedroom stepping on my dead wife's comb. Busan. I am sailing far beyond the original agony that drove me to haiku an hour ago. That's okay. Any emotion one feels, pure and simple, moves, passes, if accepted. Earlier, I was trying to dominate my confusion, make it clear. Haiku.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?